Coach, exciting new venture here. What are your expectations going in?
Yeah, it definitely is exciting. I've got high expectations. I've got a good group of guys that we've been doing preseason conditioning this last week, and I've had consistently 15 to 17 guys showing up to that, and the conditioning is not very much fun. And they keep coming back, so that's always an exciting thing when I keep having the guys coming back for more. I told them that the conditioning isn't for punishment. It's to get them ready for when our season comes, because those practices are going to be really intense. 2.5 hour practices, they're not the old Coach Blazik ones that are 3.5 plus hours. My motto is, you know, let's get done, let's take care of business right away. So everything's going to be efficient. We're going to be moving around. We're going to be doing everything that we need to do. I don't believe in conditioning in the middle of practice. If we're doing what we're supposed to be doing in practice, then that's what we should have to have all of our conditioning and everything done there. But like I said, I've got a really good group of kids, good group of core kids that are coming back from last year's team. So I'm really excited on that side. Keeping working our building, our leadership has been a big piece of that for me. And so that's something we're going to keep building and working on as well.
Tell us about that core you've got back.
So I know they got Nate Russell, who started last year, Boston DeVault that started last year, and Avery Phillippe, that all three of those guys started last year. I know Matt Weber came off the bench kind of in a sixth, seventh man role there. So I haven't been able to see all of them yet together to all play bits and pieces of them there. So the little bits and pieces I've seen has me really, really excited. And then I've got some other guys, some younger guys that are coming up too. I know Dawson Nelson last year was, as a freshman, had some varsity time. So he's going to be, as a sophomore, I kind of told him he's an adopted junior. So anything that we've done, I try to split up like the younger guys with the older guys, and I don't let him go with the older guys. He's considered an older guy there. Got those guys coming back. Good core group there. I think 23 to 25 guys that have signed up. So that's also exciting to have those guys there as well.
You talked a little bit about practice philosophy, just the efficiency and doing conditioning when you do conditioning and not in the middle of practice. Well, talk about playing philosophy a little bit. Maybe you kind of still got to see a little bit more, but yeah. What do you like to, if you have your own choice, what do you like to do?
I love playing an up-style game, especially if I got the guys to do it, which I think I'm going to have.
Okay.
I'm hoping I have once we get going. So up-style, get up and down the floor. Tough, hard nose. I'm a man-to-man defense. The kids, I've been telling them already, like, you can't be good at zone if you don't have your man principles. Mm-hmm. You can't be good at junk defense if you don't have your man principles. Mm-hmm. So we're going to make sure we're hammering that core down there. Practice is going to start a lot with just defensive first, build that foundation, and then start working into our offensive side of things and building that foundation there. Don't really have a true like post player, so definitely gonna have to adjust to that style. A lot of, like, you see the NBA and a lot of college guys with even their 7-foot guys. I wish we had one of those. They're shooting the ball out in the perimeter. So we'll run a lot of action where we're keeping guys out there, play to our strengths, put our shooters in the best position to be able to score, put our ball handlers and guys who can get downhill in their best position to be able to score the ball as well and kind of create for everybody else.
Just remind me, for my purposes, I mean, I know you and everything, but tell me kind of your background in basketball and kind of what led you to this position here.
So I've been coaching for a while. So it actually kind of started when I was a senior in high school. I got hurt. So our head coach only had one coach. It was just him. So I started working with the post players there, and then once I was able to kind of get back, kind of had my first taste of a little bit of coaching on that side of things. And then when I got to the junior college level, played at Phoenix College, legs just were done for me. So the coach actually approached me as being like a student coach, and then I transitioned from there to being an assistant there. And then I went to a high school for 3 years, McClintock High School in Tempe, Arizona, so it's 5 minutes away from Arizona State University.
Okay.
So I worked with a really good friend of mine, Jace Coburn, who was now the head coach at Portland State, and they actually play Iowa this in 2 weeks.
Oh.
On Black Friday, they actually play Iowa. So we're pretty excited to be able to watch them play there. And then I've been in Atlantic for 10 years as an assistant, started there as a freshman coach, moved up to varsity coach. I always laugh because Coach Jenkins' first year, I was – the freshman coach, and we didn't win a single game, and I got promoted the next year to the JV. But also remind people that that group, that freshman group, was the group that also took us to the state tournament their senior year. So it's awesome to see that growth as well. And then here I am here. You know, I was actually surprised when I saw the opening there. Kind of piqued my interest just because I know the history of what Nottoway Valley has and what Coach Burmeister has done here. I mean, it's crazy to think that I'm only the second basketball coach ever in Nottoway Valley's history. So when you kind of reflect on that, and I know like Bennett and I had talked about like the big shoes to fill, which is very true in that aspect of what Coach B has done here. You know, he's got these kids playing the right way and doing things the right way. So I just want to expand on that as well.
Why do you get up every day to do this?
Honestly, it's because I just love helping out youth. You know, with the pandemic, the last couple of years, it's been tough because I'm a big relationship guy. And so we've always had to, like, stay away from everybody and all that. So that, like, relationship for me has been that piece had been missing. So now being able to be here, build this relationship with these guys has been a big part of that. So much of our preseason is me doing that as well. Them getting to know me getting to know them. So then I can learn a lot more about them. Coaching for me has just always been a passion. Clearly I started at a very young age at doing this. So, and being here has been awesome. I love the community here with Fontenelle, Bridgewater, and Greenfield. They've welcomed me with open arms, you know, even with my wife. People are always asking how she's doing with her being pregnant and all that fun stuff that I've got going on there. So
you mentioned Portland.